WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Monday night, you know what it means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, recradioshow.com too as well. Twitch.tv/WTLive. I don't know why that came to my head, but it did. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, like your Twitch account is called Prime Gaming Support Shop, by clicking the purple rectangular button on the screen, you can use Creator Code Rock Talk or Lin Zam Ward at the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
They don't want none, that's for sure. Tonight was a Monday Night Raw. As we lead into Elimination Chamber, we got more information, we got returns, we got trades. And yeah, we had a good time in the Music City.
We sure did. We had two back-to-back banger women's matches on this show, including Liv Morgan Raquel Rodriguez taking on Io Sky and Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai coming back from her, I believe, concussion from about a month ago on Monday Night Raw. They had these four women tore the house down on Monday Night Raw.
They went out there with something to prove, and I think they proved it. Like, goddamn.
They sure did. Liv got busted open badly on this show.
I hope she's okay.
She may have a black eye coming out of this. But Io Sky and Dakota Kai end up getting the win before the match. Rhea's was like, yeah, took an eye on Io, and Io was like, I'm coming for you, and Ripley couldn't wait. But they had a hell of a match, Io with the win, and then later night, Rhea's like, the night after, or the Raw after Elimination Chamber, me, you, for the title. She's not giving her the title shot because she has to. It's because she wants to.
Okay. I mean,
I'm here for it. Should be fun.
It should be fun. I'm down.
In another banger of a match for the shot in the Elimination Chamber, Lyra Valkyrie and Bayley had a hell of a match.
I would watch this again and again and again and again and again. Like, goddamn, this was so good.
Very physical, very like snug, and they just counter after counter, near fall after near fall. They really went at it with each other.
Is this the first time they fought?
I believe it's the first time they fought, yeah.
Like, goddamn, they just were like, okay, all right, we're going to make our first time a fun time. And damn if they didn't.
Bayley got the win. People are a little upset that Lyra lost and took the pin because she's champion, but that sometimes happens. They put it into a story where Ivy got in her face afterwards about her falling flat on her face and being coached by, you know, Alpha Academy, and they'll meet one-on-one at some point. So they at least used her losing and advance the story too.
I don't mind it. Like, I think it's fine.
And some people on Twitter were like, oh, how do you have a champion lose? It's in her first match since winning the title. It's like, it happens. It's okay.
It's fine. Just everybody breathe. It's fine.
The War Raiders successfully retained their tag team titles by disqualification when they took on American Mage Julius and Brutus Creed. When they used the belts on the War Raiders. Good match until that point, until the finish with the belts. We'll get this match again, and it should be another really good one.
I get why they did it, but it's not my favorite finish, you know?
Oh yeah, but it advances, gets us to. They realized they couldn't beat them cleanly, so they decided, hey, we're going to send a statement, and they did.
They did. I mean, like I said, I get it. I understand it, but it's not my most favorite finish. Like, y'all can do better.
So we had Jey Uso open up Monday Night Raw.
We did.
There's two favorite things now. It's the rerun of the entrance and him eating with a kid as he comes down the crowd.
Like you do. I mean, you know, it's
Like
that's
that's a
just how it works.
cool moment for kids.
It's a great interactive moment for kids. It's a great interactive moment in general, just for the crowd,
Yeah.
you know?
So,
By the way,
go ahead.
I was a little disappointed Pat McAfee did not wear the 80s principal suit. I kind of wanted him to do it, and he didn't do it,
Well,
and
we
it's
got
like,
the t
okay, cool.
we got the telestrator later
We
with
did
it.
get the telestrator. We did get that.
So Jay's celebrating and doing the eating on the announce table, and then Gunther shows up and attacks him, beats his ass until security and referees have to pull him away. Jay gets a mic and is like, and you hear Gunther, you better not do it, don't do it, don't do it. Me and you at WrestleMania. Crowd went nuts. Gunther had to be pulled away as Jay hit him with a suicide dive on the outside. The match is set for WrestleMania.
I like this. I liked how they did this. I've been kind of waiting for someone to take advantage of Jay when he's doing the entrance and he's just out in the open. He's completely unguarded, completely unprotected. Nobody's really tried this before. And so it was really good to see somebody finally take advantage of this opening for him where he's just out there doing his thing. And the way that they shot it, where you had the camera in the crowd and you could just see Jay and he's up there eating 1 minute and the next he's just gone, right? And they have the announcers being like, "Jay, watch out, Jay," you know, because Jay's up on the announce table and he's got his back to the ramp so he doesn't see anything. And you never see Gunther. Like you never see him coming. Like the way they shot this was so good because you never saw him there. And then it's like 1 minute, Jay's all happy. He's eating. The crowd's having a good time. It's a rock concert experience. And then Jay's on the floor.
Yeah.
And Gunther's like beating him up. Like, this was a really, really, really good segment and a really good way to set up the match. Cause I mean, we all knew it was coming, right? Like, we all knew Jay was going to call a shot on Gunther. But this was a good way to set it up just to have like Gunther sort of lose his cool and go after Jay. And then, you know, of course, my favorite thing, you have all the producers and the security run out. And they have to pull him apart because Jay naturally fights back. He goes after Gunther and they're just going back and forth at each other. And like you have to have, you know, the pull apart situation where it's like, okay, all right, y'all two, no, bad, wrong. Get the newspaper, roll it up, smack him on the nose. This is bad, this is wrong, don't do that. But this, I liked all of this. Like this whole setup was really nice.
We had a video package with Penta talking about Peter Dunne and Ludwig Kaiser. Then Ludwig was interviewed by Jackie Redmond. Pete Dunne interrupted him, said that he wasn't trying to help Ludwig, and he would never help someone like him. And Kaiser's like, "I didn't need your help either." Dunne's talking about facing Penta next week, and it's like Kaiser's like, "It's all you." Told Kaiser to stay out of his way, out of his business, and you know, he smirked, he smiled, and then locked eyes with AJ Styles.
Yeah.
So we get Pete Dunne and Penta one more time next week on Monday Night Raw. But AJ Styles came to the ring. He said it was deja vu. He said 4 months earlier he was coming back, a smile on his face in the building. That was his stomping ground. Was going to get his career back on track. Then he suffered an injury, a career-ending injury. But he looked in the mirror the next day, realized there was still gas left in the tank. It's something to prove, and he was tough to get back, but he said, but anything is tough. That's worth doing. He said it has a long to-do list and looks at WrestleMania sign. Dom and Carlito come out. Dom started trying to talk. He got booed out of the building. Styles said, where was Damian? Things have changed. Where's Damian? Where's Rhea? There's no Finn. Styles said this is what he expected. He told Dom that he will always be just Rey Mysterio's punk-ass kid. Dom and Carlito attacked. AJ got the best of them on Monday Night Raw, setting up AJ Styles versus Dirty Dom next week on Raw.
I like the suggestion somebody made of hair versus hair.
Good one.
But then I thought about it and I was like, if AJ ever cuts his hair, that's how we know he's done.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how we know he's done. If AJ Styles cuts his hair, that's it. That he's done. He's out. It's kind of like Edge. When Edge cut his hair, we all thought that's it.
And it
He's
was.
done. And it was. He was done. And then he wasn't. And he came back and we were all very happy. But yeah, I feel like if just for the comedy, the hair versus hair, just to, because I'm going to be real. Dom has like, I don't want to call it a mullet because I feel like it's past a mullet.
It is still a
mullet. He doesn't have the feathering though. Like, child, if you're going to do a mullet, go get the feathering in the back. Do it right.
So as AJ Styles was talking to Adam Pearce and getting the match for next week, Bron Breakker showed up and says, I'll see you around.
Okay, this is weird and I'm sorry, but there was a commercial for the Super Bowl last night where everybody's head was shaped like a hat. It was nightmare fuel. And the second Bron Breakker like showed up in a cowboy hat, my eyes started twitching. I was like, oh God, it's the commercial. Oh no. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the commercial was for, I forget who, but it's a baby that's born with a fleshy cowboy hat head. And it's all about streaming. And so Westerns aren't in, and they make fun of him because Westerns aren't in, but he's into Westerns. And that's how you know, because he has a fleshy cowboy hat head. And like the guys making fun of him have wizard hats. And so they can keep changing their, like the look of their heads, like fleshy wizard hats. It's weird. And like until Westerns come in, and that's in the commercials, Westerns are popular, and the cowboy hat dude is like, yeah, it's fine. These aren't for you though. And he changes the channel, whatever they want, and then he walks away. Like he's super nice about it. But like I just, and the only reason it happened is because I've seen the ad fucking everywhere today. And I'm just like, no, get it away from me. I don't like just the image of the kid in the cowboy hat. I hate it. But yeah, that's all I could think of when I saw it.
Jackie Redmond.
Of advertising, kind of.
There you go. Jackie Redmond was in the crowd interviewing Seth Rollins. He talked about Elimination Chamber qualifying match against Finn Balor. And then he wants to go challenge Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Finn Balor showed up, talked about the downfall of Rollins. He said, everyone saw Rollins lose to CM Punk on a Netflix debut and lose his mind at the Royal Rumble. He said, lucky for him, the only thing standing between him and Elimination Chamber is a guy who's falling apart. Rollins said he and Balor go a long ways back and they'll put on a show whenever they meet. He has unfinished business with Punk and loose ends to tie up with Cody. He said, Balor is standing his way now, but he won't be standing after next week on Monday Night Raw.
Seth has issues. Seth needs to find a partner for Mania. Hopefully we'll get there soon.
Finn was also backstage and bickering with Dom a little bit. And Dom's like, we should get a new member. And Baylor's like, nah, we don't need one.
He's going to win. He'll be back in no time. It's fine.
We're going to fix everything. I want to win the Elimination Chamber and become world champion at WrestleMania. That will fix everything. Surely.
Right. That'll totally fix everything, Finn. Yeah. Except you're going to have to go challenge Cody because Gunther is taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, that won't necessarily like fix everything.
Yeah. CM Punk comes out, talking about winning. He had so much confidence about winning the Royal Rumble. Came up short. He sometimes talks too much. He was disappointed they win, but he's not disappointed that Jey Uso won. He likes seeing his colleagues, have success. Punk talked about him being his path to the WWE title and Cody Rhodes. And, he's told Cody he's going to come for him. And he sure is if he wins the Elimination Chamber. He said, talked about two men qualifying. And then there was John Cena who just called his shot. He said he's no longer upset that Cena did so. But at some point, he's going to cross paths with him during the Elimination Chamber. Punk said he will beat the crap out of Cena. And then he's coming for Cody. He talked about also there's Drew McIntyre who's now on SmackDown. And he'll beat his ass too. Talked about Seth Rollins. He may also be in the match. But it doesn't matter who is in it. He will win the Elimination Chamber. He's never been more confident in his entire life. And he said WrestleMania belongs to him. Out came Logan Paul. CM Punk took a shot at the music of, I didn't know whose music that was. And Pat chimed in. Yeah, that seems to be a lot happening lately. Taking a shot at Steph Rebel, as everyone has been for the last week on Twitter. Logan Paul said he can see why they call him Punk, and he can think of a few other names for him. He talked about why the fans cheer Punk and boo him. He calls eliminating Punk for the Royal Rumble and said that was the greatest 15 minutes of fame in Punk's career. He said he has Punk's number, and he said it's time for Rey Mysterio's 15 minutes of fame. Punk said the crowd booing you like Dominic Mysterio. He said, you did eliminate me in the Royal Rumble, but I would have mentioned you being in the chamber, but I forgot you were even a match. He said, the number you pulled tonight is 619, and if you're lucky enough to get by Ray, then he'll put him to sleep in Toronto.
This is a good promo. This is a really solid promo.
Yeah. And then it was Logan Paul, Ray Mysterio for a shot at the Elimination Chamber. Logan Paul comes out on top. Solid match. Good match between the two. Logan Paul ends up getting the win with the pulverizer DDT. Logan Paul leaves. We fade to black until the New Day jump and attack Ray Mysterio as the show ends. Now,
before you Before you go into the, like, why they had the short ending, I just need to say this. Everybody who is angry about Logan Paul going to the Elimination Chamber, he was facing Rey Mysterio. Rey is fragile. We cannot let him do stupid things like the Elimination Chamber anymore. Let Logan do it. They can throw him face first into plexiglass. It'll be fine. Anyway, go on.
So, it was asked before as we were coming on the air, why did they do that? One, it's a cliffhanger. Two, you could then put the clip out on social media, which drives more social media views beyond just people tuning in to see what happened on Netflix. So, social media views, more views on Netflix. A reason to tune in next week on Monday Night Raw. Why did the New Day jump Rey Mysterio? Cliffhanger. Television. Drama. Action. Social media. These are all reasons why they did it. WWE could have shown you the attack. Yeah. Also, New Day being disrespected. There you go. Another point. But it's... You're giving reasons why. It's like, okay, they could have beat him down and stood tall. Or you can watch this on Twitter. You can watch it on YouTube. You can see it next week on the show. A reason to tune in. That's the reason why they're going to do stuff like that. It's like, it was unpredictable. It's like, oh, they cut it off right at the right time. Something's happening. So live crowd saw it, and that's another thing. Live crowd saw something you didn't see means you got to go pay for a ticket when they come to your town. You never know what's going to happen. It's marketing.
I was going to say, when they were here in Atlanta, they had Cody get jumped by Swerve,
whose house? Swerve's house. Yeah.
No, it was Carmelo. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Carmelo. I was like, Swerve's in the other promotion. That would have been a bigger story.
That would have been an amazing story. No, it was Carmelo. They had Cody get jumped by Carmelo after the cameras had stopped rolling, and I think that only made it to social media. But yeah, like they're doing that now, where there's stuff you get on air and there's the stuff you get off air. So go to the show.
Exactly. But that was Raw. Good show.
It was a really good show. Very enjoyable. We are heading into the Elimination Chamber, and they're building it up very, very nicely.
But that'll do it for us here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back with The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have stuff we're going to talk about. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live, probably around 10:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Raw Pop Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link your Twitch account, called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocksock or
Lens M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lens Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lens Ward Zero.
In the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for Rec. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We some southern boys with the prime of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next, you better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No, they don't want none.
WildTalkRadio.com.